Environmental legal aid centres appear to have fallen victim to the federal government's need to save money. Without warning, a day ago, the government ended all funding for the Environmental Defenders Office, a state and territory-based network which specialises in supporting local communities fighting to stop mining and coal seam gas operations. The EDO's management has told AM half their operations will be forced to shut down, and the remainder will continue only on a shoestring budget funded from other sources. Peter Lloyd reports.
The Environmental Defenders Office is a network of community legal centres in each state and territory. For 20 years, they've provided free advice on environmental law to people like John Cray. He lives in Bulga in New South Wales.
Well, 4 years ago, we had Rio Tinto, one of the biggest mines here in the Hunter Valley, made an application to the Department of Planning to extend their mine towards us and would come within 2.6 kilometres of us. And that would have, in effect, destroyed the village.
When the mine was approved, the EDO took up the cause of 350 Bulga locals.
Now, they did a fantastic job. They organised this appeal for us. They line up all the experts, and they actually won the case for us. We were able to stop the mighty Rio Tinto in its tracks.
It's that sort of advocacy that's made the EDO powerful enemies in the mining sector. They are largely represented by the Minerals Council, which wrote a letter of complaint to the minister in charge of the EDO's funding, Attorney General Senator George Brandis. Stephen Galilee, the chief executive of the Minerals Council of New South Wales, reckons the Environmental Defenders Office has been using public money in the wrong way, and that's why it's had its budget cut.
We believe the EDO should not be involved in using taxpayers' funds to support the illegal activities of protesters and to be involved and participate in anti-mining campaigns. They have provided assistance to protesters in the past in court cases, and they've assisted them in their defence.
To campaigners who've taken on powerful interests, that's the point. Craig Shaw is one of the property owners in the Byalong Valley in New South Wales who fought for years to expose the corruption behind the granting of a mining lease to disgraced Labor power broker Eddie Obeid.
One would think that if you wanted to ensure a robust process, you'd actually want those people fairly well resourced, so that, you know, if anything were to be challenged, you know that it's withstood the test. To remove the teeth of the EDO is to invite the smell of corruption and collusion, I think.
By whom?
Of industry with the government. Shortcuts and a desire, winks and nods and handshakes and expectations that this should happen. And the EDO has been a great example of helping to keep the bastards honest, and we need more of that.
Jeff Smith runs the Environmental Defenders Office in New South Wales. He holds no illusions about why the hammer fell.
It's probably true to say that the work we do is controversial from time to time, where we represent communities in their efforts to protect the environment through law.
In a statement, the Attorney General's office said the government was committed to making efficiencies and savings across all portfolios.
Peter Lloyd reporting.